The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Kind of slowly got going, and then I started to like our competitiveness as the game went on, but our execution was bad from start to finish. You know, we kind of followed up a game where our execution was not good against Washington at times.
Avalanche post-game audio is
right
scratchy and uneven as the Avalanche performance last night.
Yeah, from Seattle, they did that with a can and a string back to the studio here.
So the Avalanche have lost two games in a row.
Oh, no.
They lose to the expansion Kraken last night.
So they don't tie their all-time points total.
That's still on hold.
Because DMACC was yesterday was saying that that is just a foregone conclusion because the Kraken are terrible.
Well, yes. I do not blame DMACC for assuming that they would have won. I assume they would win as well. The fact that they did not... and they lose a second game in a row, does that raise any concerns for you?
Well, sure. I mean, it always raises concerns. I mean, I know you're playing. How many games do they have left? A couple? What do they have, two or three games left?
Five.
Same thing. Five? Okay, so they got five games left. You know, I know that you've got things wrapped up. You're locked up. You're ready to roll. But... yeah, it's like preseason games, Mike, to me. Well, what do I always say about preseason games? They don't count. They do matter. It matters how you play. These games matter how you play. And very much like I said with the Nuggets and the Warriors series, is my thought process is always, when you got somebody on the ropes, step on their neck. And you know what? End it. Let them know that they have no business playing with you, and then be done with it. Let them mope around on the...
But this is a tough little road stretch here, because when you're a team like the Avs, and you can see the finish line in sight, and you want to get onto the playoffs, to have to go to Seattle, and then Edmonton, and then Winnipeg. You've been here at home, the weather's been nice, and now you got to go... to Edmonton and Winnipeg.
So now we're worried about...
a Winnipeg game was called off last week because of a snowstorm.
So now we're worried about... now we're worried about spring in Colorado?
Come on. You're talking about a long, long season, and you finally have the playoffs just about within your grasp, and now you got to go on a road trip. I just think it's human nature to say it's a hard road trip to get up for. That's all. Especially when you know coming home, you play St. Louis, Nashville, and Minnesota. Really good. Yeah. Hey, these are the tune-up games for the playoffs. And don't tell me these guys aren't aware of the schedule. So they see those three games, and then they see these three road games, and they're like, ugh.
Of course.
Get it over with.
But at some point, you got to answer the bell, right? I mean, that first period, they give up three goals. It was like...
well, clearly their heads weren't into it.
You watch them on the ice, they weren't into it. I mean, they just gave up. They gave up hustle opportunities, turnover opportunities.
Yeah. Next on the Morning Brew.
Take care of your business.
Fly ball to deep right field. That's going to be way out of here into the upper deck. Kyle Schwarber has just tied this game up at four. He hit one into the third deck here at Coors Field.
Phillies TV, the Schwab.
The Schwab.
Hey, I'll always have pleasant memories of the Schwab with the Sox, so I'm okay with the Schwab. And I'm okay with the Rockies losing yesterday. Hey, just keep winning series, man. Just keep winning series. They took two out of three. Still sitting there at 8-4. Had a struggling Philly team come in here, and you took two out of three. Job well done.
It is a job well done.
Just keep stacking.
Well, I tell you what, they've had their way with the Phillies here since like 2018. They've just been crushing the Phillies. Crushing series. So good for them. I tell you what.
Although you're a little worried about Marquez?
Yeah.
Armand Marquez.
Come on.
Marquez.
Marquez.
I like Marquez.
I do too, Marquez. But I am. I thought he spun his you sit at 96. I thought he was just he threw so many sliders that just were frisbees. So like there like he just didn't have his he didn't have his good stuff. Gave up what 8-9 hits or something like that in his outing. He just wasn't sharp. So he got to clean that. He's got to clean up his off-speed stuff or just hang and beat him up with fastballs.
So in order for this start to really kind of continue to feel good, how do they do on the road? Always a bugaboo early in the season. Mm-hmm. How they do? They got a road trip. They go to, starting tomorrow, 3 in Detroit.
Yes.
4 in Philly. Winnable. A lot of winnable games mm-hmm. on that road trip.
Yeah.
Let's see if they can go out there and do it. Next on the Morning Brew.
Four behind the back. Is good by Thompson. Another dime by Jordan Poole.
TNT there with the call. So we get set for Nuggets Warriors game 3 tonight. 8:30 tip off. Probably be closer at 8:45. Plan accordingly for all you great 6 a.m. listeners. How to best watch this game and be able to still go early in the morning.
Mm.
But is tonight about a strategy adjustment? Making a change in the starting lineup? Hey, maybe Bones Highland, your time to get a chance to start. Or is this just simply about an attitude adjustment?
I think it's more about attitude adjustment than it is about, you know, about different player adjustment or adjusting your roster or the guys that are playing. I don't think there are many options on this Nuggets bench that all of a sudden go, oh yeah, if we just plug this guy in. Now, George Karl did say, let's go small. Let's go as small as we can. So maybe it's the starting three guards and, you know, and the Joker and, you know, some other forward. I don't know what that adjustment is, but I think it's more about answering the bell, playing more physical, you know, not letting guys just get wide open jumpers. I think it's attitude more than anything else, Mike. But we'll see. I mean, I know everybody else thinks it's, you know, I know a Nugget fanboy out there in James Maryland. We got to do something. Do anything. Just change the lineup. I almost just want them to change the lineup and then end up being down by 20 in the first period going, okay, how'd that work for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a part of me that wants to see it just to shut up the people that are just like, oh, you got to change. You got to do something. I don't care what you do. Just change it. Just change it. I'd like to see him play a little tougher, mentally tougher, and I'd like to see the Joker not be a whiner.
Yeah, it's time for Joker to have one of those 37-point, 20-rebound
yes.
type, tour de force-type performances. Next on the Morning Brew.
He actually called me a few days before, maybe even a week before, and just, you know, asked me what were my thoughts about going there. And I was just like, I don't have any thoughts. Like my heart is in Seattle, so I ain't really went that far. And so I knew that it was really close for him to call me and kind of to ask me a question like that.
Specific to going to Denver, or is it a specific location?
Specifically.
So Bobby Wagner is trying to backpedal and clarify those remarks that he made on the Rich Eisen show. Because that's just out and out tampering.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it tells you a little bit about just how the sausage was made in this Russell Wilson trade that, in his words, a week before the deal went down, he's already reaching out to recruit Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Right? So Wagner on Twitter has come out and said, to clarify, Russ wasn't recruiting me. Just two close friends talking. Both talking about wanting to stay in Seattle. Just didn't happen that way. I heard Rich Eisen say, specifically Denver?
Mm.
Talking about Denver? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, specifically we wanted to stay in Seattle. That's not true. It does go to show you, though, like, if you're putting, you know, if you're kind of weighing the scales of justice between Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson when it comes to, hey, was this a mutual thing? We both wanted to move on. It was just time. No, this was Russell Wilson dictating what he wanted to happen and where he wanted to go.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.
And I'm okay with that, by the way.
OSMI.
Yes.
Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.